Online learning is expanding by leaps and bounds in higher education. The University of Louisiana at Monroe recently announced the addition of two new degrees in the Department of Education and Human Development. Joining me to talk about the new offerings is Associate Dean Dr. Thila Sivakumaran. Why did the college want to be able to offer these sorts of degrees online?
I think for us it was very important to notice who our students were. Most of our students have full-time jobs. They're either teachers or they work in the mental health field. And so they have 40-hour jobs or some other kind of job, and families. And some of them have to travel long distances to come to our program. And so rather than making them travel in the summer or after work at night, we thought it would be better to offer these online degree programs for them.
And as we've seen with a number of different programs over the campus, what does it take to translate the classroom experience into an online program?
Well, ULM has set up several training methods for our faculty. So the first one is they go through a one-month training program through Paula Thornhill. And then after that, they develop their course and they had to submit for quality manner review. So there is a design principle that's applied to the courses. And then in our college, they have small meetings where they get together as faculty and discuss what they're doing in their class, and they share ideas and put that together. A lot of times we learn from each other. We learn from what other people are doing at other institutions. They have been some growing pains, obviously, since this is the first time we're putting, certain people are putting their classes online or programs online. And every year we continue to evolve the program, and so there's less issues and smooths itself out. I remember when we put our MAT program several years ago, the first year, there's a lot of bumps on the road, but now it's pretty smooth. And the students the first year were concerned about it being online, but then once they started working their 40-hour job, they loved it because they didn't have to work 40 hours a week and then drive to classes at night. Some of them lived in Tallulah or Vidalia. They would have to make 3-hour trips one way and back. This way, it solved them, and they could do the assignments at home on the weekends.
So talk about these three different programs: clinical mental health counseling, school counseling, and gerocounseling, but all fitting under the umbrella of clinical mental health.
Yes. What it is that the school counseling and the clinical mental health counseling are 60-hour degrees. The programs are KCREP accredited, so it's a nationally accredited program. We found that in terms of enrollment and the interest, there's a lot of interest in the program, but it was a 2.5-year, 3-year program. People just couldn't take that much time off from their regular jobs to come and do these programs. So what we decided was, a lot of our students had psychology degrees or social work degrees, so they had a job, And so we decided that we'll put it online. And from what I found out from the program director is that we have inquiries all the way from Oklahoma and Kansas of people who want to be in the program now because it's an online, accredited program from a brick-and-mortar institution, and it's not the University of Phoenix or those, which I'm not saying they're bad institutions, but there is a stigma from a typically, 100% online institution. Plus the cost factor. While they charge an arm and a leg, we are very reasonable in terms of pricing for a good education.
Also, the education degree, the EDD in curriculum and instruction, also now moving online.
Yes. We've been wanting to move it online for quite some time now, and because the need was there, we would have students call from Arkansas, West Louisiana, because there was no completely 100% online EDD degree in the state of Louisiana or in Arkansas. And so we wanted to put it online, and so when we got the degree, we decided that we would transfer it to an online degree. And I talked to the program coordinator yesterday, and he said yesterday alone he got 10 calls. We're trying to cap it at a certain degree because we want to be selective in our admissions, and he's worried that he's got way too many people already interested, and the second cohort doesn't start till next fall, and so he's already got enough applicants. The people who are interested in that program are teachers. This allows them to take classes and get their degree in 3 to 4 years without having to quit their job. And they could do research at their school or in their area or in their parish and still take our program.
And there's a fourth program that's in the works. Can you give us a preview?
Yeah, the criminal psychology, master's in criminal psychology from the psychology department. It's a joint venture between the psychology department and the criminal justice department. It's basically targeting people in the law enforcement or people who are interested in forensic psychology and a criminal mind and working with law enforcement. And Rob Hansner from criminal justice has been great. The psychology faculty are really excited about it. And I think we're launching it in the spring or now.
So if I could ask a kind of a bigger picture question about how do online degrees make ULM more competitive in the educational marketplace?
Well, before, you basically focused on the 16 parishes or the I-20 corridor. There was LSU down there, ULL. But now, because we're offering these online, like we, our MAT program, for example, attracts students from Florida, South Carolina, and we even have a student in Thailand who's taking our MAT program. The EDD in CNI allows, we have a student from South Korea who is going to be taking the EDD program online with us. So it opens up our market globally, not just in Northeast Corner, Louisiana or South Arkansas, but we can market this program globally. And because we don't charge out-of-state tuition or international tuition, there's a lot of interest in the program. And that's the big selling point for us, you know, quality education at an affordable cost.
Dr. Thulasiva Kumaran is the Associate Dean in the College of Education and Human Development. And we look forward to seeing the growth of these programs. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
You can listen, download, podcast, or share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.